as students listen to this, and maybe they can hear it 5 years, 10 years from now, what do you say to them?
To treat every individual like you want to be treated. That's the most important thing, is to see a person for what they are, okay? And don't prejudge people. Get to know someone. Get to know them first. And don't just lump everyone into one category. Find out about a person's character and what that person is all about before you categorize them. And just have respect for your fellow man.
And I'm thinking you're talking between whites and blacks.
Blacks, yeah.
But, you know, within the white population and within the black
population,
we prejudge people ourselves.
That's right.
We see somebody walking down the street, well, they're fat. Well,
yeah.
We don't want to talk to them.
Right.
Or somebody looks real ugly.
Right.
And we don't want to talk to them. And they're white. So your words are good for the overall population.
For everyone.
Right.
Everyone. Respect your fellow man. If we had more respect for one another, we wouldn't have half the problems that we have. But people tend to do things and then try to cover up for it, try to justify. Although they know it's wrong, they try to justify what they've done, which makes it worse, instead of facing up to what they've done and developing respect for everybody.
Looking at you and your family, and they're so successful. We haven't talked about, it hasn't been easy.
No.
I mean, you have been discriminated against as a black man, mm-hmm. and even your children, perhaps, as blacks, haven't mm-hmm. they?
Yeah.
Name calling? I don't know. But it hasn't been as easy as a white person who would have walked the same trail.
Right. Most people don't realize that I was not the best athlete in our family. My older brother had scholarships to Big Ten schools as a quarterback. His name is Alan Pegues Jr.
Football was his game,
but he also played basketball.
What happened to all that,
then? Well, he got married, so he didn't go to college. But he was by far head and shoulders athletically above all of us who went to college. See, I went to the University of Pittsburgh and played basketball, and I'm in the University of Pittsburgh's Hall of Honor. Now, my next younger brother, Sam Pegues, he went to school at Oklahoma State. He ran track for Ralph Higgins. He was the Big 8 high jump champ, and he's in Oklahoma State's Hall of Fame. Now, my youngest brother, Luther, he went to Arizona first, came back to Eastern, and ended up at the University of Central Oklahoma with his coach from Eastern. He was the captain of Central State. He's in Central State's Hall of Fame.
Wow. We both have brothers named Luther.
Oh, do you? My younger brother, Luther, he played for the University of Central Oklahoma, and he coached McLean out there for I don't know how many years. He coached the girls for, I don't know, 10 years or so, and then he coached the boys for 15 years or so. Oh, and he's in the Oklahoma Coaches Hall of Fame.
Henry Iba, when he was over here at OSU coaching, does that cover the span when you were playing basketball at Pittsburgh, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And here, maybe you could have been in Oklahoma playing for that legendary coach yourself.
That's right.
But at the time, they didn't allow blacks to play.
That's right. That is exactly right. It didn't bother me then. I played for the University of Pittsburgh.
It was their loss.
Right. And we tried to get a game down here, but, you know, we never did. The closest game we could get to Tulsa was with St. Louis University in St. Louis. And that was the only game that my mother saw me play. Hmm. My brother and my cousin brought her up to St. Louis to see me play. She saw me play one college game.
Well, I got to say thank you for our time here today.
Well, yeah,
this was very interesting.
I've enjoyed it. Yeah.
I've appreciated your openness and forthrightness. And I think it's going to be very valuable as people hear about it.
Yeah.